So next, I want to talk about Summer House. Summer House is serving up the drama, same day as the US over on Hey You. I'm going to miss these guys so much. The finale has aired. We're into the reunion this week, which I can't wait to watch on the bed, the giant bed, which is just classic. I love it when they nail a reunion set and they've done it with this. I'm really going to miss their family dinners because so much has happened at those family dinners this season. You know, you had the freedom dinner where Lindsay got out her 10-point, you know, discussion piece about her breakup with Carl and why it's been a good thing. You've had Jesse and Lexi breaking up and then the post-breakup analysis at the table. Kyle coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning eating muffins because he's the muffin man. I get so much joy from this show. A couple of things. So Imrul was missing from the reunion, but it wasn't for the reasons that we thought. So he'd basically been edited out of the end of the season because he just wasn't playing well, I think, with audiences, with what was going on. But his father passed away the night, either the night before or the day of the reunion. So that's why he was missing. The other chick, what's her face? I can't even remember her name. She just fell off the face of the earth.
Bree?
No, I think it started with Bree. We should really do our homework on people who they get rid of, but what's the point?
No.
Jesse is a whole different person now. You know how sometimes photographers take photos of people at a point in time and then later after a few drinks and they're happy, they take photos and you can see the difference? I reckon if you take a photo of Jesse at the start of the season versus the end, he's a broken down, sad man, constantly putting his glasses on when he's being attacked. And it's just, it's like watching a completely different person. That big smile that was his trademark, it's just not on his face anymore. So that's been an interesting, I don't even know what the word is. I want to say like morphing into this new person that we've never seen before. So he's only in his second season. And if you think about this sort of show and over time, how people change and evolve, you know, what's going to happen for Jesse Solomon now that he's been painted as the toe sucker? You had Jesse going into the house with the girls that he's brought in, so bringing girls in from the party that they're having, this big Halloween-style scary party. I loved Amanda saying, the body's not even cold yet. He was hitting on girls with Lexi there.
Yeah.
He's just got no shame.
The notes that I've got is that I don't care about the Lexi and Jesse stuff anymore. I'm sick of it. I feel like it had taken up so much of the time. I don't care. That guy is a waste of her time. He was pointless. The fact that he was trying to hit on those girls straight away, I'm like, what a fall from grace. And I know that West had a bad first season, but I feel like he's redeemed himself this season. I'm back on the West train. Like, West is fun. West has really good views, the way he talks. I love his style. I'm back on the West train again. Jesse, yuck. The Sierra dress up, she nails it every single time.
6 foot blue eyes in finance.
Finance.
So good.
With the lifts on her shoes. I really have loved the dynamic of watching Paige and Lindsay grow to the point that now they're sharing breast milk. And
what's that?
Cute though. That was cute. I've loved that. I do wonder, because we were promised there was some scenes that were deleted. So there was the scene of where Paige talks about Craig texting the other girls. We never got that. And that was meant to be in that part where she was with Amanda and Lindsay. And then there was a scene at the house where they had a TENS machine on and they were doing simulated labor on the guys. And we never saw that scene. So we saw this in the previews and those scenes have gone. So I'm like, you can't be doing this to us.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would do that. If you're going to release content like that, that's just fun. Like playing with the TENS machine. Why do you have to cut that?
And then why did you get that scene deleted with Paige where they spent so much time talking about it at the start of the season? We saw that scene multiple times when she was like, well, he was texting 10 other girls or whatever it was. That scene is now gone. And P.S., he never had a ring. That man had a ring, we would have known about it. We would have seen it. There would have been
Yep.
Photos of it.
There'd be footage of him buying it. It would have been on one of the franchises.
He's a dirty, dirty little Trump supporter. And nah, I'm off Craig. I am not on Craig's team. The other person who I can't stand, and I've said it before, but Danielle coming on and saying to Lindsay things like, kiss goodbye to your vagina. What sort of tip are you going to get? You better not think that you're going to be on this show anymore. I'm like, you seem jealous.
She's just a hater. She's literally just a hater coming on there to tell Lindsay, like, if you don't think that this is the end for you, you're delusional. It was the end for you a long time ago, Danielle. How about you? Yeah. F off.
Yeah. You're the founder and CEO of nothing. And even though your vagina might be fully intact, well, we don't care. We don't care.
We don't.
Because you don't say that sort of stuff. Like, as a supportive friend, maybe ask her questions like, are you scared? What are you doing? You know how Paige said, did you poo when you gave birth or whatever she said to her? That was like funny. Like, it was like laughing and joking and funny sort of interaction. But Danielle, I felt it was like from a mean girl, spiteful trolling sort of thing.
Yep.
And I don't like it. It was like she's not happy for her friend. And I felt that there's part of her that's jealous. And I think that Danielle has been jealous because Danielle used to be with Carl. Didn't Carl finger bang Danielle?
This is before my time.
I can't
talk about finger bangs.
I think you did.
Oh, my gosh.
Jealous. I think because she really turned when they got engaged. I think she was like, that's it. Carl's never going to finger bang me again.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe you put that visual in my head.
I'm going to make sure.
You're going to find it.
Oh, no, not that. Like, find the scene where they talk about it. But she's jealous. That's what I think. And I don't think that's a true friendship because you should be happy for your friend. Having a baby, continuing her career, moving forward in life, be happy. Don't try and bring them down and make them sad about it. And I don't like that.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.